Todd Casey is the owner-operator of Metomkin Bay Oyster Company, and he's got a major problem.
There are no oysters.
Casey's family-run business is located on Maryland's eastern Atlantic shore. The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, 1,000 kilometers away, cut off his main supply of oysters since April, shutting down his entire summer shucking operation. He doesn't expect to start it up again until October, when Maryland's local oyster season begins.
Oysters are probably 30-40% of what we do. The other 60% is crab products, soft crabs and crab meat.
70% of the oysters Americans consume come from the Gulf of Mexico. Casey says that economy is intimately tied to his own.
We sell product down there, they sell product up here. When their restaurants don't buy, their vacation season is cut short and people don't come to the beach, it affects our sales down there. And likewise, they don't have anything to ship up here.
At the height of the oil spill disaster, approximately 37% of federally managed Gulf waters were closed to fishing. By mid-August, that was down to 22%. Todd Casey remains cautious. He's waiting for signals from the Food and Drug Administration. FDA senior food safety official Donald Kramer addressed those concerns in a recent exchange with Congressman Ed Markey in a hearing on Capitol Hill.
We are aware of the state of the oiling in that area, and we are aware of the results of the analytical tests before the water is reopened by the state. So, yes, we are able to vouch for the safety of those fish with respect to the contamination from the spill.
Dr. Laird, do you agree with that?
Bill Lehr is a senior scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
Do you agree that the federal government is able to vouch unequivocally that the fish caught in state waters are safe to eat as well as federal waters?
I would say that the fish caught is meeting all the standards that were developed by FDA and NOAA.
That level of security resonates with oyster farmer Mike Voisin, who came to testify from Houma, Louisiana, where his family-run company harvests between 45 and 75 million oysters a year.
Where fish are being harvested and commercially sold, I would feed it to my kids, my wife, and we do eat it often.
But getting the industry back on its feet will mean winning over the American public as well. In recent weeks, conflicting reports from government officials and scientific experts have left consumers confused. That uncertainty permeates a bustling open-air fish market not far from the U.S. Capitol. Under bright red and blue awnings, vendors market a wide variety of fresh fish and serve up fresh oysters and steamed shrimp to passersby. Ryan Evans, whose family has run Jesse Taylor Seafood on this wharf for over 70 years, says although some Gulf fisheries have opened, he's not buying.
No, I haven't yet, basically because I would just like to give it a little more time. I mean, to make sure that everything's okay. I mean, I'm really not that comfortable telling my customers that something was coming out of the Gulf right now. And I mean, I want to be as honest with them as possible.
For now, he buys seafood elsewhere at higher prices, and he's not passing on the price hike to customers.
Basically, the situation I'm in, I'm just trying to hang on, you know. I'm really not making any money at it, just trying to survive.
Taloria and Abraham Odin are loyal customers. They've just bought a half bushel of local crabs and some fish called spots. While both have a healthy appetite for seafood, they differ over whether to eat seafood from the Gulf.
I still am questionable about that. So if I thought the seafood came from the Gulf, I might not eat it.
I'd probably eat a small amount.
Nearby, devouring a plate of fresh oysters, are Michael and Janet Johnson, visiting from Henderson, North Carolina.
They were delicious.
Tastes great.
If I don't hurry up and get out of here, I'm going to go broke.
Unlike Taloria Odom, the Johnsons wouldn't hesitate to buy Gulf seafood.
If they're saying it's safe to eat, you know, I'll go with the government.
I don't have any concerns. My concerns go for the people down in the Gulf. That's where my concerns go. It's really on the economy.
But doubts about the safety of Gulf seafood linger on Capitol Hill, along with equally urgent concerns about the long-term environmental and public health effects of the mass oil spill and the chemical dispersants used to hasten its cleanup. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.